Simon Tov Reish Vav. Okay, this is now really interesting because this is the halachas of Sheifais Adam Chaveroi Be'erev Yom HaKippurim. This is the halachas with regards to the halachas of appeasing somebody that you've heard someone over the past years on Erev Yom Kippur. You have to go and ask for mechila from that individual. So there's many halachas. How you actually do it, when do you do it, how do you do it, to whom? And let's see the halachas in Simon Tov Reish Vav. Seif Aleph, Averoish ben Adam lechaveroi. Averoish sins between a person and his friend. Ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Yom HaKippurim does not atone. It does not help at all. Ad sheif a sin until it's asked mechila from the individual. Ve'afilu en even lo yiknitoi elo bedvorim. Even if you haven't actually, you haven't hurt him only with your mouth. Meaning you have only, you haven't physically or financially damaged, you have only hurt him with your mouth, bidvorim, tzorich lefais, so nevertheless you need to appease him. Vim einu mispais b'rishoino, if he wasn't moichel the first time round, yachzor, go back, v'yelech, pam shnia, v'shlishis, go back a second time, a third time, ask, please be moichel, a third time, uvechol pam, and at every occasion, every time he goes, yikach imush, take with him, shloisha anoshim, three people. Keep going. If after three times he still says, no, I'm not interested, leave me alone, then you do not have to go back any further. However, after that you should however go and say, in front of 10 people, you have to announce in front of 10 people that you have gone and you've asked mechila, but he wasn't moichel. Yeah. Okay, let's stop here and let's go through the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sif Kotna Alef Tzorich Lefaisoi. The Gam Bezeh Oval Isur Doino As Dvorim. He says that if you have damaged him, you've damaged his property, you've physically hurt him, you certainly need ask mechila. But even if you have just hurt him with your mouth, or As Dvorim, that's also an Isur Torah. Now, Mishneh Berurah points out an interesting question. Isn't that Negel the whole year round? Or is that just something for Erev Yom Kippur? If you offend somebody, is that just something with regards to Erev Yom Kippur?
No, it's all year round.
All year round, says the Mishneh Berurah. Throughout the whole year round, you need to ask Mechile, somebody that you've heard. Lemisha Pasha Kenegdo, somebody that you've heard. Mikon Mokim, nevertheless, im ein loy pnai, if you haven't got time, humamti lefais ad yom acher, you can wait until, you know, if you didn't have time on Tuesday, you can ask him on Wednesday, Mechile. So there's no time limit, really, during the year. Aval be'erev yom ha-kippurim, but not so on Erev Yom Kippur, mechuv lesaken hakol. Saw yourself out totally on Erev Yom Kippur. Saw yourself out completely. Lesakni, you need to fix hakol, everything. Why? Kedei, in order she'etayim mikol avinoisav, that you need to clean yourself completely of all your avayres. Kedeksev, as it says in the pasuk, ki ba'ayim hazeh, because on that day, yichaper aleichem, mikol chatoiseichem. So he's learning of here, mikol chatoiseichem, from all your sins, which means also, ben adam lechaveri. So you have to sort yourself out. You have to cleanse yourself. You have to ask mechila from any averes which are benadam lechaveroi before Yom Kippur. V'kol shkein im yesh biyodo min ha-gezel. Oh, now he adds an additional point. Certainly so, if you've got in your hand something which is stolen, a stolen good, or stolen money, then v'oino, v'kol dover anegia b'momoin, if you've got any financial duties to return something, yire lesakein. You have to give the money back on Erev Yom Kippur. If you've got something in your hand that you think that it's actually not mine, you have to give it back before Yom Kippur. Because it says in the Pasuk, b'yoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem. You can't stand on Yom Kippur in front of Ribono Shel Olam and have your wallet full of somebody else's money or property that belongs to somebody else. You have to sort that before Yom Kippur. And then he adds in brackets a very interesting point. This is a very great accuser on a person. K'moshe Omu Chazal, as Gemara says, so mole avoinois mi mekatrek. There's loads of averes, but mekatrek, which is one is the main accuser against a person? Gezel mekatrek b'roi she brings. That the main accuse against a person is if somebody has stolen something. If you've got something which is not yours, that is the worst thing. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it looks at, out of all the saw, out of all loads of averes, that's the worst of if you've got somebody, something that is not yours. It's very, very severe. If you've got on the other side of the coin, if I think you owe me money, you have to let him know. Don't just let it pass. If I think you owe me money, you have to let him know as well. You have to inform him about it. Even if he didn't know anything about it, you have to let him know. If it's not sorted, then you go to a Rav and to a Dayan and sort it out. Not to a court, but you go to a Rav, and he's going to sort it out. And you tell him the truth, and he's going to work out the din Torah. It's not going to ask him how to deal with it. The rule is as follows, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kol davar shebimamon, anything which has to do with money, lo yismach al reosoi, don't paskin yourself, ki ha-yetzera, because the yetzera yesh lo yeterim harbe, the yetzera has got many, many yeterim. When it comes to money, it's got plenty of excuses why you don't owe the money. And why you deserve the money, and it's not, when it comes to money, everybody got 1,001 excuses. So you don't paskin yourself when it comes to money. Ask somebody, ask Rav, and you'll be very surprised what he's going to come up with. Sometimes we're trapped in our own way of thinking, and we don't realize that really the money is not really mine; it belongs to somebody else. But we're just convinced that it's ours. So if you're in doubt, you better ask somebody. Now. Ramosha has a very interesting child over here. Ramosha was asked, it seems from a notorious Ganef. He was a very interesting child. It's a tshuva in Ramosha that somebody he seems to have been quite a Ganef, and he must have stolen a lot of money from a lot of people. And eventually, I don't know what triggered it, but suddenly he decided to do tshuva. He's done loads, he seems to have stolen loads of goods and loads of money. And then he decides to do tshuva. And then he wasn't sure how to do tshuva. He wasn't trying to do tshuva, so he asked Moshe Feinstein. It was a whole letter. Actually, it sounds like it's an anonymous letter. And he asked him loads of questions about how should I do tshuva about all this money. And within that tshuva, there's a very interesting question. Some money that he was once shy over there was that he's taken money of somebody, but he's not sure where that person is now, can't get hold of him. Or he has stolen goods in his house and doesn't know where it comes from. He's got so many, and one child after the other, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. But he was genuinely trying to do tshuva. He just didn't know how to. And over there, there's two really interesting shailas which I want to share with you. One question was as to whether can I ask mechila if I have, let's go in stages. Can I just, without any financial debts, if I heard someone, and I want to ask Mechila anonymously, does that work? Send a letter without a name. For instance, you want to ask Mechila, I'm really sorry. You're saying, how can a person be moichel if he doesn't know this? So you're saying that it doesn't work. So let me add an additional point to that, and maybe that will make it clearer. What happens? No, let's explore that. Okay, let's see. Let's say you by mistake scratch somebody else's car. Okay? Okay, let's do the other round. Somebody else scratches your car. Which one do you prefer? But then you scratch somebody else's car, and then you notice, and you see that, you know that it's not a big deal. It's definitely under £50 to sort this out. You know, that's the kind of tiny thing. But you happen to know the person, you get out of the car, and you see that he's not in there, but you know the car, you know exactly this is so-and-so's, this is your partner's car. You know exactly this is your partner's car. Now, you don't want to start dealing with him. You haven't got nerves and patience to discuss with him, and he's going to make a whole big fuss. So what you do, you take a £50 note. Okay, but wait a second. I put an envelope, and you put it in there, and you say, sorry, please take it as a, and you know for sure you've covered yourself. It's definitely less than 50. Can you do that? So it was anonymous, but I've paid my debt. Now does the question make more sense now? Yeah. No, there's no shine of ribis. Good point, interesting point, but it's not ribis. It's not going to be ribis because you're doing it derech. You don't know exactly how much it is, and it's not for the lending. The damage happened now, so it's not like you're not paying the additional £12 because of the 15 minutes, half an hour. It's not a ribis. It's not Mexican ribis either, but it's an interesting point.
I thought you were asking about someone's feelings, because if it's a money thing, you
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying you're distinguishing between what kind of hezek was that cause. It wasn't feeling emotional hezek. That, you want to know who it is. If it's just a financial type of thing, right. No one really cares. You just want to see to the car and finished. So that means that if it's that Rolls Royce that you yashin from your grandfather and you've got emotional thing about it and the scratch is quite severe, so even if the money-wise, if there's an emotional aspect to the damage, you won't work.
I thought you meant if you insulted someone,
right?
You want to apologize.
Okay. Okay, so that has, you can't apologize anonymously. Okay, but financially, you can't cover yourself with an anonymous repayment. Yeah? Okay? Yeah, is that...
When I put the envelope and tried to go on about this case, but I wasn't looking for the person machina. I didn't want to have a debt to somebody.
Right.
I wasn't looking for the machina.
Okay, very good, yeah?
Not so simple, because he's clearly without his car whilst it's at the shop being fixed. And he's got the agmas nefesh of having to...
She's saying it should be more than...
I mean, like, it's not going to cost him anything. He just doesn't have a car whilst it's being fixed.
Yeah.
It inconveniences him. It's just a pain in the neck.
So therefore what? You're saying you should include that in the money, or are you saying that, okay, there is an emotional distress. You're pointing out there is an emotional distress. You're 2 days without a car, and it's and you're bothered about it, and you're like, oh, again, I have to see to this. It's time consuming, etc. So you're saying that. So therefore what?
So I'm saying it's not just a financial thing. If it was just a financial thing, nachanam.
Oh, I think it's not just financial, and consequently what? Consequently.
So it's a different level. You're not being, you don't need mechila for just the money. You need mechila for the fact that you've made his life more difficult.
Right. You're making his life more difficult. Right. Okay, so you should consider that as well. Ramosha says that lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. Lechatchila, the highest level of mechila, you should actually say who you are. He said it's not the best way, but he said that if it makes him to machlokes rishonim, and he says if it's easier for you that way, he said it's okay. As long as you've really covered the debt. And you've covered, you're right, that if there's an emotional distress as well, or maybe that can affect, you know, if he hasn't got the car for 2 days, he's surely going to use somebody else's car, etc. All that has to be included in your damage that you're paying back. That has to be included in what you're paying back. But if you want, as far as the point of anonymity is concerned, you can actually do it. Second best is okay, you can do that anonymous. Ideally not, but it's okay. What about a following case? What happens if you, a different challah that was asked by the same individual, he really went through all the, what happens if you want to pay, you stole off someone, but that the person who was stolen from, he doesn't even know that something was stolen from him. How could that be? How could that be? Imagine someone has got a 5 pound. It could be very many scenarios. You've got a 5 pound note that was lying around, and you go to somebody else, and you're just visiting that person. You call yourself back. You're taking the 5 pound. He'll never notice those 5 pounds. He'll never notice. Alternatively, Stocker Gabada is taking the money himself, and you know, things that you just never noticed. There's many cases that the person who was stolen from did not even notice that somebody stole money from him. What happens then? Could you, as Moshe was asked by that individual, can you actually just give it back to him in a way that he won't even chap that it was stolen, it's a repayment? For instance, you are putting back the 5 pounds there without him noticing, or you're just giving it to somebody else, you meant to give it to him, and he won't even chap that it came from you. You know, he's sending a shliach to give the 5 pounds. He won't even chap that the money was stolen. And he will never chap that the money came back. Can you do that? Or, no, since you stole the money, you have, he might have chapped it, but if you want to do tshuva about this, if you want to sort yourself out, if you want to really get it sorted, you have to give it back to him and not through a way that he doesn't chap. It has to be in a way that he actually knows what happened.
Maybe it's better that he doesn't chap.
Maybe it's better that he doesn't chap.
Maybe he won't be upset, he won't be stressed about what you've done.
Right. Right, yeah.
You're causing a lot more problems.
Chutzpah, yeah.
If he doesn't know, so just...
Yeah, Ramoshe is mati. There is someone, Ramoshe, that chub over there answers that it's fine. Just make sure you get the money back and it's fine. That's what Ramoshe says over there. Ramoshe is mati and he said that it's fine. Now, is it... with regards to appeasement. Going back, that was the financial aspect that Mishneh Berurah addressed now. With regards to the actual Shulchan Aruch that says you have to be mefaya someone, you have to appease and ask for mechila. What is the best idea to do that? Is it better if I offended someone? Is it the best if I go, so I know I have to ask him for mechila. I know that before I go to Kippur, I have to go and ask mechila. Is it better if I go myself? Or is it better if I send the shliach? I was telling my friend Yankel. Yankel is going up to him and says, you know, he's really sorry, he wants to ask mechila, he just feels uncomfortable. Is it okay? He sent me to ask mechila. What's the real way of doing things?
I think it depends on the circumstances. There might be instances where the person is so furious with you that they simply shut the door in your face or put the phone down before you've even asked for mechila.
Right, very interesting. So that in such a case, it would be better to do it with a third party. Very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Beis says an interesting point over here. V'nochen sheyelech be'atzmo eilov. It is better if a person goes himself to do the process of tshuva in Sifkoton Beis. V'lo yishlach tchila em tzoi sheyirat tzedekah b'spim. Don't send a third party to ask for mechila. V'im kosher olov leilech be'atzmo tchila. If it is not, if it's difficult for him to do it, or absolutely your case, precisely your case, if you know that the person won't be interested if you're coming yourself, then acts as an in-between person, then you can do it through a third party. So that's acceptable, it's okay, it works, but ideally a person should try to do it himself. The person can explain, why is that? Why is it better that a person goes himself to ask for mechila? Why is it better if I go to you and ask for mechila? Why is it better if I do it myself rather than I send somebody to go to you?
You will remember it so hard, you will never do it again.
Oh, beautiful, that's exactly what they point out. That's exactly what they say. That's exactly what the poskim say. They say that it's the experience of the embarrassment of going through and say, you know what, I couldn't hold myself back. I said such a juicy, juicy Lashon Hara about you. I couldn't, that Lashon Hara is actually controversial. Yeah. Actually, Lashon Hara is not so posh that you should do that, but it's machlok, it's imsos, and I'm not going but the fact that I go to someone and I ask and I go through that process, that embarrassment, that is something which is really, really, really important. And that's why the poskim say, ideally, if possible, you should do it yourself. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch taught us you should go once, two times, three times. If he's not interested in you, he's not accepting the chuf, the mechila, then you don't have to go any further. What you do need to do is you should sit in front of 10 people. You know, gentlemen, I've been three times to him and I've asked mechila, he wasn't accepting it. Then it's okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch on the top line over here. Ve'imu Raboi, what if you hurt your teacher, your rabbi? Tzorich leilech loy kama pa'omim ad sheis payes. Not that we said that you only need to go three times, that's only true for your friend. But if it's your rabbi, then you need to go until he actually says moichel. You can't stop after three times, you have to keep going and going and going. What's the definition of rabbi over here? The Mishneh Berurah says, if cotton zayin, afilu einay rabbi muvok, even if it's not the teacher you learned tons and tons of Torah from him, most of you Torah from him, elo sheshama mimenu divrei Torah, if it's somebody that taught you divrei Torah, I suppose it has to be a substantial amount. If you just hear one dvar Torah of somebody, that's probably not sufficient. But if somebody that really taught you a lot of Torah, then you have to go afilu she's pious. You have to keep going and going until he's moichel. So it doesn't have to be Rama Muvek. It doesn't have to be somebody who taught Roiv Chochmoso, the majority of your Chochmo from him. Just somebody that has taught you a lot that you have to keep going until Archie's pious. Now, what about the halachas with regards to the person who has been offended? The halacha of the Ramah teaches us is as follows. Just because you were offended once, that doesn't mean you can just be moichel forever. Don't be achzori, don't be cruel, thank you very much, from being moichel. There's people who will never forget that you offended them once, 20 years ago. You know, they say, is that memory like an elephant? Is that an expression? Yeah, and memory. Yeah, so it's a weird, Ramal teaches us, if you can, you should try to be moichel if you can. Unless if you feel that it's better for him that I'm not moichel straight away, then you can do that. What would be that in such a case? Now, if you feel that he keeps offending people, and two days later he comes, oh, I'm really moichel. So if you feel that he's that kind of person and he's not taking it seriously and he's not really serious about this mechila, then you say, okay, no. then you can, yeah, you don't have to, you don't have to worry. You can just say, no, I'm not moichel. You can do that if it's for his interest. But if he spread a bad name about you, you don't have to be moichel at all. You don't have to be moichel. Interesting shayla that was asked was, does it work if you say, I'm moichel, but deep down, you're not? Does that work? Somebody, let's make up two names. Moshe really offended Reuven very, very badly. He really offended him badly. Moshe offended Reuven. Now, he goes up to, after 3 days, he goes up with Yom Kippur, and he goes up to him and says, I'm really, really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. That was really not nice of me to do that. And Reuven now wants to know. So he's saying, he really feels terribly offended. He really is hurt. It was in public, and he was really a big shtach, and he was really offended. He wasn't shul after Musaf, and he was like, quite a, now he wants to know, if it's just moichel. Moichel, it's fine. He doesn't want to make a whole fuss about it, and he just said, okay, moichel. But really deep down, he still can't get over it.
It's dishonest, no? Because
he's dishonest.
He's making a mess of the other person is, could be get Gehenna for it.
Well, the shayla is, does it work, the mechila? If, is that the mechila considered a mechila? It does. He's going to grudge. It's his problem now. He still has to work on himself. Okay, so he's done his part, but as far as Reuven is concerned, he still needs to work on himself. He needs to work on himself, yeah.
There's a very interesting parish on the two rochas about Tshuva and Mechila, this one Esther.
Yes.
It seems there is a distinction between being Moichel the Chayt and actually wanting to have a relationship with the person who did it. So there's kind of, on the one hand, you can be Moichel in the sense that I don't ever want to see you again, but fine, like, I'm not holding that much of a grudge. I can let it go, but you know, I don't have a relationship anymore. And then there's the actually having a relationship afterwards. So presumably, what you're describing is he's Michael to the extent that he doesn't ever want to see this guy again. But at the same time, he isn't like
right. So are you saying that there's two levels of mechila? Is that what you're saying? There's two levels of mechila. A very simple level of mechila is that he actually said moichelach, but he didn't actually mean it, and that's not a proper genuine. Real level of mechila. There's a high level of mechila, which is that I actually want to have connection with him again. I want to be close to him again. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's enough to be mafkir, the whatever it is that's hanging over the second guy, but there isn't a relationship.
There's no relationship. Yeah, certainly there is no relationship yet. Okay, so you're saying that certain. So you are saying that it is considered mechila or not?
It is mechila.
It is mechila.
He doesn't have that chet mekatrik against him anymore.
Right. Okay. Chaznish is being quoted by his nephew, and it's not in the Sefer, but Chaznish is being quoted by his nephew, at least in Karelitz, that a mechila that you're just saying, I'm moichel, but you don't mean it in the depth of your heart, is not considered a mechila. So the question is, how do you know? So I think I have an answer to that. I think. But that's my own chiddush, and disagree if you wish. I think, according to the Chazon Ish, you have to assume, and tell me if you think I'm right or not, that you have to assume that a person will know if this is a genuine... See, I have always... somebody comes around and says, are you moichel me? Are you moichel me? Are you moichel me? You know, are you moichel me? Yeah? Are you moichel me? That person, you know that it's not... What kind of mechile is that? What kind of mechile? If he says yes... Well, what does that mean already? I'm basing myself on the assumption that if you want a genuine mechila, it's going to be that kind of a conversation. And it will be, and you'll see already where you're holding. That kind of, are you moichel me, are you moichel me? Like, you know, that we've trained in since kindergarten, the kids to do that. That is not a genuine, that's not what we're talking about over here. Like that, the question of the Chazon Ish is a very good question. But I think that if what we're talking about over here is a genuine conversation. I say, look, I've done over here, I've really been, what I've done was really not right, and I'd like to ask you mechila. Then you can have a proper, I think this holds, do you understand what I'm saying? I think that's the answer to the question, but again, it's my own opinion. I don't know. What do you think about it? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think some people are easier to read than other people.
Yeah.
And I think you're not always going to know.
You're not always going to know. Yeah.
But yeah, probably.
What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Let's hear. I want to hear.
You can always tell. It's what some people feel, or what you think might be a minor thing, somebody else may be a major thing.
And it may, you won't even notice it.
It may not even be so easy to tell. People, you know, might just not want you to think that
It's true. That it's definitely true. Often you can't tell. I think it's a good point. So what would you do according to the Chazon Ish?
No idea. I can't.
Not everybody agrees to that Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish is definitely being quoted in the Parah Mis and Kerelitz. Okay, we'll stop here.